And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. At the Hilliard University Art Museum, exhibits of Louisiana artists, including Rhyme and Reason, The Art of Sean Major, a collection of Louisiana watercolorists, an installation by Ken Katara, and many others. That's at the Hilliard University Art Museum. For more information, you can stop by their website. This week is UL Jazz Week, UL Jazz Nights, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. This evening at 7:30 in Burke Hall Theater, Jazz Combos 3 and 2 will perform. They are directed by Robert Willey and Jeff George. It's free and open to everyone, again, in Burke Hawthorne Hall Theater. Tomorrow evening at 7:30 in Burke Hawthorne Theater, the Jazz Guitar Combo and Jazz Combo 1, directed by Brian Gaudino and Paul Morton. And on Wednesday, Bill Hockepel's UL Jazz Ensemble will perform, the big band. And again, all of them are free and open to everyone. Each evening it starts at 7:30 in Burke Hawthorne Hall Theater. Free and open to everyone. In Lake Charles tomorrow evening, the McNeese Department of Performing Arts presents a free faculty recital featuring Carol Lines and Lena Morita. That starts at 7:30 in Ralph Squire's Recital Hall. The program will include works by composers Samuel Barber, Respighi, Richard Strauss, and Jacques Laguerny. Tomorrow evening, 7:30. And in Lafayette at Vermilionville, the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism and the Center for Louisiana Studies presents Cigar Box Fiddles and Washtub Basses, a homemade instrument workshop that starts at 6:30. It is a free program and open to everyone. At Westlake High Theater, Carrie Onksley, Director of Theater, presents Alice in Wonderland. That will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. and tickets are available by calling the box office at Westlake High. And continuing this week, the Opelousas Little Theater will continue its run the 15th through the 17th of John Patrick Shanley's Pulitzer Prize-winning play Doubt. There will also be a matinee on Sunday the 18th. Tickets are available at the door of the Opelousas Little Theater. For more information, you can stop by their website. Cabaret continues at Cité des Arts this weekend. It will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and on Sunday there will be a matinee. Tickets are available through citédesarts.org or by calling their offices at 291-1122. And Downtown Alive continues this coming Friday with a performance in Park International by Amanda Shaw and the Cute Boys. Music starts at 6 o'clock. And KRVS will be broadcasting live a very special CD release party for En Français Deux, Cajun and Creole rock and roll. We'll be playing that live, broadcasting live starting at 9 o'clock from the Blue Moon Saloon on Saturday. The broadcast will feature selections from the new release, as well as live performances from the Babineau Sisters, Al Bayrard, et Les Filles, and the Soul Express Brass Band with special guest Corey Ledet. That's KRVS's live broadcast of the CD release party for En Français Deux. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program and you can find archive material at each program, or you can download them for listening to later on. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our Monday night of opera, that is, World of Opera. It goes until around 11 o'clock, at which time you can hear Japan Rock. That's on KRVS this evening. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.